If you do not have a Bible, we're going to be entering our time of communion this morning, and there will be some men that are coming down the aisles. And so if you don't have a Bible to read with us in the rest of the service, please put your hand up, and they will make sure that you get one. This morning, we are going to be looking again at Ephesians 4, our scripture reading for the morning. Jesus gave the church visual reminders of his death, that we partake together when we remember his life poured out for all who would believe in him, which we just sang about. And that's what we want to do in a few minutes together. This is a family time for those who have been united by Christ, to Christ by faith. And so if you have not placed your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation, this morning we are thrilled that you are here. But we just ask that you would take the time over the next few minutes just to listen. And when the trays are passed out in front of you, we just would ask that you would allow it to pass it to the next person. But if you would take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians 4, verse 17, and if you receive one of the Bibles passed out to you, that's on page 1055. Ephesians 4, 17. We just want to look at just a couple observations from our scripture reading this morning. Believer, as we prepare for communion, I just want you to first consider who we were before Christ, who you were. Verse 17, we read, "Therefore, this I say and testify in the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their mind, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness." And when we read this, we should remember that was us. We were enslaved to our sinful thinking. We thought like the world. We were ignorant to spiritual truth. We were hardened. We were callous. We gave ourselves to impure and unclean deeds of every kind. We were deceived. We were blind. We also read that we were greedy. That is, we were self-grasping. Whatever we sought after, whether it was money or pleasure, or the esteem of men, we grasped for ourselves. We were God's enemies, and we rightly deserved the wrath of God, of an infinitely good and infinitely holy God. Well, that's who we were. The second thing I want us to consider this morning is what God did. Look down to verse 30. And we read, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God." Pay attention to the next part, "by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Believer, if you have put your faith in Christ, you have in fact been sealed by the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption. That is, as Paul said earlier in chapter 1, the Holy Spirit is a pledge, a down payment, a guarantee, ironclad of our future inheritance. In verse 30, we read it is that inheritance that we are sealed for is the day of redemption. When Christ returns, all who have been sealed with the Spirit will be found in Christ on that day. We won't fear Christ's return when he returns to this world in judgment. We will long for it as our homegoing. Look what else God did in verse 32. "Instead, be kind to one another, tender-hearted." This is what we do who have been bought by the blood of Christ. And then look at the last part of verse 32. "Graciously forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has graciously forgiven you." We've been forgiven. Believer, God has forgiven us in Christ, we read. On the basis of the death of Christ, who paid the just and perfect penalty for our sin, God forgives those of us who have put our faith in Christ. That is why Paul says that God has in Christ graciously forgiven us. The word here for forgive is the word associated with grace. It is his gracious, undeserved favor and kindness towards those of us who were darkened, callous, hardened, impure, greedy, self-grasping lovers of pleasure. And we receive God's kindness in Jesus Christ as he forgives our sins on the basis of him who bore the penalty of our sin. And that is what we get to remember this morning as we take a piece of bread and drink from a cup. And so I'm going to ask the men to please come forward and pass out the elements to us. And as you receive these, believers, prepare your hearts to take of this meal this morning. Lord, we'd ask that you ask forgiveness for any known sin. Beg of him to help you walk in obedience to him as we seek to walk, not as we once did, but in having put on the new man for which he made us to walk in righteousness and in holiness and in truth. Well, as you receive these elements and you prepare your own hearts, you can go ahead and take communion on your own this morning, remembering this body that was broken on the cross for us, the blood that was shed out so that we would be forgiven of our sins, that which we did not deserve. And when everyone appears to have taken, I will close us in prayer.